latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United stories, and Real Sociedad boss Asier Garitano says he's hopeful a deal to sign Newcastle United's Mikel Merino will be sorted out soon. Merino arrived at St James's Park last summer on a season-long loan deal from Borussia Dortmund, and his impressive early performances led to the Magpies making the move permanent in October. However, a combination of injuries and a lack of form resulted in the 22-year-old slipping down the pecking order, and a swift exit from the northeast now appears on the cards. La Liga outfit Sociedad look like they've beaten several other interested parties to the midfielder's signature, and a deal's expected to go through during the summer transfer window. But Garitano, who took charge of the club last month, has revealed a deal is yet to be completed, although he is hopeful something will be worked out. Until it becomes official, no, and I still think it's not been finalised, he said to a Spanish radio station. He's someone I've known for many years, when we played against Osasuna with Ligan in the Segunda Division. Newcastle are reported to have made an official bid for Stefano Storaro, according to reports. The report says that the Magpies have offered €14 million plus bonuses for the midfielder. Leicester are also thought to be interested in the Juventus man, who was a peripheral figure for the club last season and has since been dropped from further Italy squads. And Middlesbrough and Stoke are reportedly keen on signing winger Matt Ritchie from Newcastle. The Scotsman scored 3 goals and assisted 6 others in 35 Premier League appearances last season, as the Magpies secured a top-half finish in the top flight. According to the report, Championship duo Borough and Stoke have earmarked Ritchie as a priority as they prepare to push for promotion next term. The report adds, however, that the 28-year-old is keen on staying in the top division and would be need to be persuaded to drop back to the Championship. Those are your Newcastle stories for today.